Tex, I thought you showed great leadership the other night. When Rory Sloane went down, it looked very, very nasty. He obviously didn't know where he was. He was knocked out. But he just didn't want to come off, did he?
Nah, he didn't want to come off. I probably shouldn't laugh, but I had a bit of a smirk when he tried to do his side-to-side step and convince the doctors and trainers that he was okay. But, yeah, he was... As soon as I walked over, I saw in his eyes that he wasn't with it, and recommended that he might go and sit on the bench. And he was pretty reluctant at first, but...
No, I thought he was going to punch a trainer there for a minute.
he thought one of the trainers was Bernie, and he kept saying, "Get off me, Bernie, you're not my mate."
Oh, no.
Yeah, he thought he was at a stoppage, and then he's like, I'm standing the mark. Let me stand the mark.
Oh, don't you lose it with your poor old concussion.
Fingers crossed he'll be right.
Is he looking good and feeling good?
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday, and he's passed all the concussion tests so far, but we got our main session today, so if he gets through that, should be fine for Friday night.
Jake Lever, 50-50 or unlikely?
He's similar. He'll have to probably train today to at least put his name up. But, with a hamstring, you probably don't want to test it out too much. So he'd probably more be unlikely.
What about your old mate Patrick Dangerfield? Broke his leg, daddy's ACL, come out and kick 5. Do you think he'll play this week?
Well, by the looks of his press conference, he's a bit sore everywhere. But, I'm sure he'll play. We know what Danger's like.
Well, that was all on the back of Kane Corns having a go at him, saying he fakes injuries. He had a go at Hardwick, his premiership teammate. He's had a go at Dangerfield, the best player in the competition. He continually has a go at you, Tex. And on the weekend, on Channel 9, they posed a question to you.
Not a big fan of players that come out of the game and don't have a positive spin on the game, because we all love the game of footy.
I think you're angling for a media position yourself at the end of your career, Tex. It'll be reasonably boring if you're all just positive.
I always look at the positive things. Pretty glass half full, Kane, so I'd like to keep it that way.
Tex, do you think there's any way you could reconcile your differences with Kane Corns?
Catch up and just have a coffee and just sort of sort your differences out.
Coffee inside a boxing ring or something like that.
What do you reckon of Kane?
Probably do a few people a favour that way.
Don't pick on little Kane.
Well, he picked Adelaide on you, Ditz, in the lift.
Yeah, he did. No, he had a go at me the other day. But he's sticking up for himself. Tex, he makes a point. No good players coming out of the game and joining the media and just telling us everywhere, it was a really good game. Oh, it was a really good contest. You've got to say something, surely.
You can say something without trying to make headlines every time you speak.
Well, with the Paddy Dangerfield thing, I don't think anyone disagrees with him.
Well, has anyone agreed with him so far?
Yeah, on the Paddy Dangerfield thing, I agree with him.
With what he said?
Yep.
What was the thing he said again? I didn't
listen. He said
that when he was at the Crows,
when
he was at the Crows, Tex, he was spoken to about going down so easily and, you know, being injured.
He didn't listen.
No. Well, there you go. So Kane was right.
Well, he's not with us anymore, so that's not for us to worry about.
He's the enemy now. To be the enemy on
Tex,
Friday.
And we'll treat
him
as such. Glass half full.
Are we finally going to beat these Cats, Tex?
Yeah, that's the plan, Roo. Ditch, we're planning on beating them this Friday night. We're in good form on our home deck, so we'll put on a good show Friday night.
No, that's good. I want more hard-hitting stuff like that. You know, like, no, we're planning on beating them Friday night. That's good.
Hey, while you're up in Darwin, Tex, too.
If you're listening, Kane. All right.
We've been tipped off, Tex, that you were out, you were spotted out having a look at the nightclubs around Darwin a little bit. We've got it up on Triple M's Instagram page at the moment. And you were spotted at a place called Throb.
Throb?
Yeah, which is the gay nightclub in Darwin.
There's a bloke who went to Throb, because Alice was there, mind you, at the same time.
So she took the photo. He's wearing number 13 Crows Guernsey.
Crows jumper on.
I heard Ditz took the photo.
Ditz was up on stage.
Yeah, but check it out, Tex, because it looks a lot like you, and he's definitely wearing your Guernsey. So
were you there, or was it someone trying to look like you?
Yeah, I think Pikey was doing the roll call Monday, and I was absent.
Tex, absent. Hey, also, thanks for ringing in yesterday. Let's just have a listen to what you had to say yesterday when you rang in.
Good morning.
G'day, boys.
Who's that?
It's Texie.
Texie! Oh, Tex. Good performance up here, mate. Great performance.
Yeah, went all right. I don't mind the heat.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Like Broken Hill a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know whether Corns can stand the heat, though. What about that?
What do you mean, Corns?
Well, you know, he's having a go. You know, I'm just trying to be positive, and he's always having a go and on the Twitter and things. Anyway.
He has a go at everyone, Tex.
Yeah, good. Should be a good match Friday night, too. I don't know.
Top of the table.
Seen the letter?
Yeah, I've seen the letter, Tex, yeah.
Just point to the top of the letter. Anyone that, you know, wants to criticise, just get a finger and point to the top.
Yeah.
You know what they see?
What?
Crows.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, good. Anyway.
Right. Anything else for us, Tex?
Yeah, this lady, she's at the ATM, this old lady, and this young guy comes up. She says, "Excuse me, young fella, could you check my balance?" So he pushed her over.
Right, thanks, Tex.
He's on Perth time.
There you go, Tex. We love it when you ring on Monday.
He's reusing my jokes. I have not used that.
Yeah, I reckon you have used that.
Mm. I have.
Anyway,
sorry, Tex.
Still funny the second
time. It is very funny. It's one of my favourites.
Hey, Tex, this is a massive game. Friday night footy. It's on Triple M. Crows and Geelong, mate. Good luck and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, boys.
There you go. Glass
half full.
Hey,
we haven't got his joke today.
Sorry. Sorry, Tex, before you leave us.
Come on, what's your joke today?
Sorry, mate.
Did you hear the rumour about butter?
What?
Never mind. I'm not going to spread it. See you, boys.
That wasn't worth it.
See you, boys.